make breakfast, coffee, wake up. Better wake up first. I made breakfast.
Did I make coffee?
I did. Wonder what else I've done this morning.
Hey, good morning, Dad.
Mike, you're up.
Yep.
I've overslept. It must be noon.
Oh, no. Dad, it's only 6:30.
Oh, well, that's terrific, Mike. Your very first day of the new semester, and you decide to stay out all night. That's very smart.
Dad, I did not stay out all night.
Well, I call 6:30 a.m. staying out all night.
Dad, I did not just get in. Look, I woke up early and I made breakfast.
Who's the girl, Mike?
Dad, do you see a girl in here?
No, I'm talking about the girl in your apartment that you got up early to make breakfast for.
Dad, I got up early because I am excited about my first day of class.
Oh. So, any class in particular?
Yeah, Dad. Look, introduction to acting. I mean, Dad, this class is not just a bunch of books and papers and other pointless, useless garbage that Carol lives for. I mean, all that we do is act.
Jason, who are you a hind to at this hour?
Well, Mike got up early, he made breakfast, and he's excited about a class.
Where is she?
Mom, come on.
What about this acting class?
Show me that smile, okay?
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end.
We're nowhere near
the best is ready to begin. As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right. Our hands, baby, rain or shine.
School in my life.
Uh-huh.
Mom, I have been excited about school dozens of times.
Name one.
Carol, this doesn't concern you. Name one.
All right. Nude photography. Now, I was up early for that one, and that class didn't start till noon.
That's it. He's taking a nude acting class.
Mike's in a nude acting class?
Yeah. Yeah, Benny, I'm in a nude acting class. And I've got a girl hidden up in my room, plus a spare one stashed under the counter, and I've made breakfast. They're all yours. Take your pick. I'm early. I'm very early. Heck, why not? I can do this. And now, accepting the Best Actor Award for Mike Seaver is Mike Seaver!
Mike.
Oh, hi. I was just testing out the acoustics here. Mike. That was good to meet. Mike Seaver.
Tony DiCepio.
Hi. So, you ready for this class?
Oh, I sure am. I'll tell you the truth. I've never been early for a class in my whole life.
No.
Except that nude photography course last year.
Well, I don't remember you in nude photography one.
I was in two. Hey, listen, wait. Before I get to like you, you're not one of these big deal actors with a list of credits from here to Broadway just slumming in this class.
Oh, no. I've only done a couple of things. Off-Broadway.
Off-Broadway? All I got is a couple seasons of Summer Stock.
Oh, whoa.
Now there's some summer stock. Oh, so I guess you two know each other. Hi, my name is Mike Seaver.
Kate McDonald, nice to meet you, Mike.
Pleasure's all mine. Well, okay, it's mostly Tony's. So, what do you guys hear about this teacher?
Well, I understand that Professor Thorne is a master of the Strasbourg method.
Oh, well, heck, that's good to know. I mean, any one of us chokes on our gum, we got it covered.
Now, why did you believe that you were about to be scolded? You.
Because I've had teachers do that to me.
And you?
Oh, because you were acting.
Precisely. Good morning, everyone. My name is Professor Peter Thorne, and welcome to Drama 102. You just had your first lesson in how to make an entrance. Oh, and you're laughing at my jokes already. Very good.
Tony, didn't you hear? There's no papers or tests or anything.
Oh, just in case, I want to look up something later.
So, is acting merely the ability to memorize lines and not bump into the furniture? Oh, by the way, you should all know who said that.
Spencer Tracy.
Very good.
That's what Mr. Tracy
said. I hope you'll agree with me that it's incorrect. If that's all acting is, we should be able to adjourn this class anon. So, what exactly is acting? Is it something you see on a stage? Maybe. Something you see in the cinema? Sometimes. Something you see on television? Doubtful. And so, throughout this semester, we will be drawing upon standards from the masters. Masters you're all familiar with. O'Neill, Ionesco, early Pinter, middle Strindberg, late Ibsen.
Can I borrow
Not
a piece
to
of paper?
Say there aren't others.
I write kind of me. Who was that last master's guy's name?
Time.
Ibsen.
Who?
Ibsen. I-B-S-E-N. Now, you do know who he is, don't you?
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. He was the old guy in Beverly Hillbillies, Buddy Ibsen.
I see. And what is your name, young man?
Mike Seaver.
Mr. Seaver, you either A, have a lot to learn, B, don't know when to make a joke, or C, A and B.
Is there a D?
We'll have to wait until the grades are due, won't we, Mr. C?
Hey, Mike, you want to shoot some hoops?
No, thanks, Benny. I got a long night of reading ahead of me, all right?
Mike, Mom and Dad aren't around. Don't pull this stuff with me.
Benny, listen, is Carol up in her room?
Yes, she's crying about a new zit.
Oh, well, listen, I gotta see her.
On purpose?
Yeah, I need to use her dictionary.
The 50-pound one? The bug killer?
Yeah, Benny, that's the one.
The roaches are back, huh?
Benny, look, I have to look up a few words. Well, hey, nothing gets by you, Benny. You know, if you go upstairs and you ask Carol for that dictionary, I'll let you squish the ones in the pizza box.
Deal.
All right.
Hi, honey.
Hey.
What are you surprising me with tonight?
Well, I thought maybe after the kids went to sleep, we could, Sloppy Joe's.
Pardon me?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How's that acting class you were all excited about?
Oh, it's great, Dad, it's great.
What are those?
They're books, Mom.
Yeah, school having a paper drive?
No, Dad, this is some stuff that I just want to read tonight.
Oh, that's good. You're acting now, right? Very convincing.
Look, Dad, is it that unbelievable that I want to take home a few thousand pages to read for my own amusement?
Well, I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't know you were so serious.
Well, I am, Dad. You know? I mean, look, I may not be as well-read as Carol. I may not be as
academically inclined as Carol. I may not be as smart as Carol.
May not be?
Carol, this is not the time to make fun of your brother.
I take him where I can get him. Here, clean off the roach guts when you're finished.
Carol, I am not killing bugs, all right? I'm looking up words, big ones, big, humongous words, giant words, words no one's even heard of.
As hard as that is to comprehend.
Well, I have never seen Mike like that. Whatever's wrong, I can fix it.
No, honey, no, wait. He's 19 years old. Come on, you gotta give him a chance to try to work out whatever's bothering him on his own. Gotta have a little faith in him.
Jason, this is Mike we're talking about.
I said a little faith.
And so, my fellow actors, I trust you all have audition opportunities.
Sorry, I'm late.
And so, my fellow actors, I trust you all have audition opportunities to share with each other this morning.
The East Village rep is holding tryouts for Oedipus next week.
Oh, a wonderful challenge for the young actor. And if any of you boys should be lucky enough to get cast in Oedipus, don't forget to invite your mother.
I heard they're holding auditions for After the Fall this weekend at the Soho Theater in the Alley.
It's a wonderful play. Arthur Miller's best. Don't you agree, Mr. Seaver?
I prefer Death of a Salesman.
Yes, so do I.
That's the one I read last night.
So, any more auditions? Mr. Seaver.
Yeah, I read that they're having auditions tomorrow for McGregor's Fish and Chips.
McGregor's Fish and Chips. Is that the new Mammoth play?
Oh, no, sir. That's, it's the old restaurant. I mean, you know their slogan, our fish don't stink.
Somehow that one got by me.
Oh, yeah, well, it says right here, play Swimmy, the happy fish. 12 commercials, personal appearances, big money.
A television commercial. What will you have for us tomorrow, Mr. Seaver? Something for a sitcom?
But don't you have to start somewhere?
Somewhere, Mr. Seaver, not nowhere.
Hey, look, when you go, say hi to Buddy Ibsen for me.
All right, enough frivolity, ladies and gentlemen. Let's loosen up with another exercise. Move the desk for me, please. And I shall want you all in two teams. Mr. Seaver, you shouldn't be here.
But this is what I've always wanted to do.
No. I mean, I'm going to demonstrate the exercise from here. You'll have to move.
Oh, right.
He didn't show up for dinner, dessert, or even a snack. That's it. It's been 27 hours. I've been a good sport, but now it's time to find out what's bothering my little boy.
Maggie, honey.
And don't say anything logical or correct that I'll know was right in my heart of hearts.
Honey, I was just going to say it. Why don't...
Jason, sometimes you amaze me. Our little boy's in agony, and you're about to stuff your face. Where are you going?
I'm taking Mike a snack.
But you said it was a bad idea to go up there.
Yes, I know. I'm inconsistent, Maggie. It's part of the wackiness that makes me so damn interesting.
When he himself might his quietus make with a bear bodkin, who would Fartle's bear... There's only one word in the sentence I don't have to look up. Come in.
We brought you something to eat.
Thanks. Just put it down. I'll get to it later.
What do we do now?
Hey, Maggie, I got us this far, didn't I? So, Mike, you're studying, I see.
Yep.
When he himself might his quietus make with a bear bodkin, who would Fartle's bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life?
Am I the only guy on this planet who does not get this Hamlet junk? You know, if you ask me, this does not speak very well of the education that I got at Dewey High School.
Well, maybe you just weren't paying attention the day they covered that.
Well, maybe if it was so important, they'd cover it for 2 days. I have to get back to some more of this reading that I probably won't understand.
Mike, honey, if it'll make you feel better,
I don't have a clue what a fartle is.
Well, the kids in my class do understand this stuff. You know, and some of them have even done plays by Chekhov. Until 2 days ago, I thought Chekhov was the Russian guy on Star Trek.
You can't know every play that's ever been written.
Tell me about it, Mom. I've been up till 3 a.m. reading these stupid things, and I made a bigger fool out of myself in class today than I did yesterday. I keep reading this stuff, they're gonna lynch me.
Well, Mike, what if you only thought you were making a fool of yourself and you really weren't? A lot of times your father thinks he's made a total fool out of himself and, what else happened in class?
Well, all right. Okay, today, like, I brought in this audition notice for a television commercial. A real job. McGregor's Fish and Chips.
Oh, I know their commercials. If it smells bad, you're in the wrong place. Or something like that.
Dad, now you see how you and I are staring at Mom like she's out of her mind? Well, that is how the whole class stared at me today.
Well?
You know, I just don't get it. I don't get it. You know, I feel like I don't even fit in. And I have always been able to fit in with everybody. And at Dewey, I mean, even though Principal DeWitt would punish me for 4 years every single day, I know that deep down, the man liked me.
He loathed you.
He did.
Well, it's just that the kids in my class know more and have done more than I ever will. You know, maybe I'm just kidding myself about this whole acting thing.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I don't know. I'm supposed to ask you that.
Well, we can't answer that, Mike.
Well, speak for yourself, Jason.
No, honey. He's not a little boy. He's got to make his own decisions. I think, Mike, that this is your dream, and only you can decide if the pain is worth it.
So, is it worth it?
Mike, you're going to have to figure this out on your own.
Well, I can be wacky, too.
Let's go.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, I was looking up Bodkin.
If I do improve and make a big change, would you be... I mean, could you be...
I am now. I always have been.
So I guess this is a pretty important talk we've been having.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't Oedipus, this isn't Hamlet, it's not even Death of a Salesman, but it's a start. It's not nowhere, it is somewhere, and I am not too good to make my start right here, today, now.
Fish or chip?
What?
What are you auditioning for, fish or chip?
Oh, well, are the chips making personal appearances?
Who'd come out to see a chip, huh? They go to see Swimmy, the happy fish.
Oh. All right, well then, Swimmy it is.
Excellent choice. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Break a fin.
Is this seat taken?
Sick! Huh. So, my friend auditioned for this a little earlier and told me all about it. They make you wear fins and gills and lie on your stomach and grin like crazy with a hook in your mouth while all the chips sing, "Our fish don't stink."
Well, hey, whatever they make me do is fine, because after the way I've been humiliated this week, it doesn't matter.
Whoa, so you're married? Look at the gills on that one.
Hey, wait a minute. I know them. What the heck are they doing here? I mean, they've been in plays and summer stock. And they laughed at me when I told them about this audition. I mean, they're no better than I am. Boy, have I been a chump.
Go home, people. The part of Swimmy has already been cast.
What?
Hey, I've been eating worms for 3 days.
Once again, gentlemen, very clever material. I just hope my Swimmy lives up to your vision.
Do you believe that guy? What a phony.
It's not
not what he seemed at all.
Apparently not a lot of people are. Mike. Why don't we just start over? My name's Mike Cedar. I've done two plays my whole life, both in high school.
Tony DiCipio. And I have done summer stock. I built scenery.
Kate McDonald.
Yeah, no. I'm not used to this honesty stuff. It's going to take a while.
I want to act.
Me too.
Oh, me too.
Hey, I just called my service. New York Zoo's looking for people that look like walruses. It's not right for me, but I figured I'd toss it your way.
Make breakfast.
Make coffee.
Oh, you guys, don't worry. I'm not just getting home, okay?
Don't worry. We believe in you.
Yeah, I'm just thrilled that you're excited about your class. Any class.
Oh, hey, you bet. You know, thanks. And you guys letting me make that decision on my own, it's really changed my life.
Well, Mike, I guess we can finally say that we trust you.
Oh, well, thanks, Mom.
Mike! We're still waiting for the coffee.
Just 1 minute.
1 second.
Can I come out now?
Well, there you are. Oh, hey, let me help you out. Here, come on out here. I'll be right up, okay?
Look, Mike.
Mom, Dad, listen. You know, if I weren't in that stage in life where you trusted me and wanted me to make my own decisions, then I would feel the need to explain here. But I don't.
Hold on a second.
You can walk out of here without...
Gotcha.
New this fall, Bill Cosby gets the lowdown from kids on Kids Say the Darndest Things. Weekdays at 3, starting September 1st. Coming up next on Family Affair, when Sissy has a broken date, Uncle Bill suggests the perfect fix.